Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
Episode 64.
Woo!
Golden years.
No.
Oh. Okay, so last time we left off, we were talking about Nick and Sharon's bachelor party and, like, sort of the very beginning of the wedding.
Right, yeah, the very beginning. And that it got interrupted by Phyllis showing up from the clinic where she had recovered from her coma.
Yeah, and we weren't sure at the time, like, is she okay? Like,
she was back into a coma.
She was, like, mute, kind of.
Yeah.
No, she's fine.
Yeah.
She's, like, totally
no
normal.
Repercussions at all.
She looks fabulous.
Yeah.
She's walking around. She's spicy
around,
as ever.
She's great. She kind of, from the time that she's been in the, out of the clinic and last week, she had her hair done. So it's a little bit more red.
Yeah.
Doesn't look great, but, you know,
what
whatever.
Do you think about the actress taking over as Phyllis?
I like her. I made that transition very seamlessly.
I did, too.
Like, I was kind of thinking about, oh, how would Michelle Stafford have played that?
Yeah.
And going, oh, huh, yeah, I like this chick better.
Yeah. I don't know that I like her better, but I would say that I'm definitely satisfied. Like,
yeah,
I don't
I'm not having a disconnect of, oh, wait, that's the woman who's playing Phyllis.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And I don't think back to, like, I guess, like, because they did a clip show on Thanksgiving of, like, Nick. But they had to, it was funny because the clips.
Did they have her redo?
Yes, exactly. It wasn't just that. It was, like, several of them where they had to have, like, the new person be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so it wasn't exactly a flashback, even though it's supposed to be.
Right.
But, you know, they had her, like, playing video games. Mm-hmm. And I was, and that clicked in for me, like, Michelle Stafford.
Yeah, that was.
But it was pretty similar.
Yeah.
But they're still different.
Yeah, But for the most part, I like her. I think she's...
Yeah, I'm pretty good with it.
Coming in to begin with and falling.
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the hospital. Hospital checks her out. She's fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
She was
just tired.
Yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Naturally, you know.
Dehydrated.
From hitchhiking after being in a coma from, what, like, Atlanta to Wisconsin.
Right, yeah.
Naturally.
Yeah, so she needed a nap.
Anyway, then, did she have the ring on her finger?
She did not have the ring on her finger.
Oh, she found it later, right?
But, yeah, somehow she found it, and Jack caved because he's less than a man.
Yeah.
And proposed to her.
He never disclosed, like, oh, by the way, wow, this is awkward.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were ever going to wake up.
Right. So I found someone new.
Yeah.
She's great. You'll love her.
She moved in.
Yeah.
Instead, they had Kelly secretly moving her stuff out.
Right.
Without saying anything to Phyllis. And then anytime they'd run into each other, he'd be like, oh, she's here to see Billy.
That's Billy's friend.
Or she's going to plan an event. Mm-hmm. And you can see Kelly is, like,
heartbroken.
Hello.
And a little pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And rightfully so.
And I think she's getting more desperate by the week.
Oh, yeah. Like, as it goes on, she's just kind of like, she hasn't hit the point of hating Jack for doing it, though.
No.
And I think that should happen.
It's like sad, clingy. Like,
yeah.
I'll wait for you. I know. It's going to take 6 months for you to get rid of her, but that's okay.
Right.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I'm here.
You go ahead and
we
and
love each other.
You marry her first, and then when the time is right, you'll divorce her and marry me.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
But I wonder, though, because, like, the more that they... The more that Jack and Kelly are kind of sneaking off and having these conversations, I wonder if she's going to do something crazy.
I think so. I think she's kind of being led
to
that.
So.
And because every time that he's, you know, calls her or texts or emails or whatever and says, we need to talk, she's sure he's going to propose.
Absolutely.
And she gets all worked up and she's all excited and giddy. And
like she walks in the door and she's like,
yes. And he's like, yeah, we need to break up because I re-proposed to Phyllis and she's all excited about it.
The thing is, though, I feel like when I'm watching Jack, he's not really into Phyllis.
No, not at all.
But then I'm not convinced he's really into Kelly either. I almost feel like he kind of just wishes he could shake them both off.
No, I think he likes Kelly.
Well, I think he likes her more.
Yeah, I think he likes her more. And in Jack's mind, that means marry.
Well, normally.
That's what he does.
But there was a scene where I think he called her to his office, like, to I don't know.
To,
something
again,
happened.
Break up with her.
Something happened with Phyllis, and she came in and she's like, "I'll heal your wounds." Kelly did,
oh,
and they were like, she just threw herself on him, and he kind of pushed her away, like, "Whoa, whoa, I don't have time for this."
Oh yeah,
and I thought that
and they
was
were kind of starting to make out on the couch. Is that the scene you're talking
no,
about?
No, I'm thinking like in his office.
Yeah.
Oh, on the couch. Yeah, okay, so maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. He, but okay. The way that, you know, normally Jack, it doesn't matter who it is or where it is, like,
yeah.
If it's a woman and she's ready to, like, put out, he's like, I don't know, got his heart on his sleeve. Yeah. So, in this case, I thought it was uncharacteristic that he would be willing to push a woman away.
To say, no, no, slow down.
Yeah, and
well, in that case, it does show how desperate Kelly is.
Yes, it totally did.
Yeah.
Because it was pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah, she is pathetic in that sense. And I think it's sad because I do like her as a character.
And there's, right now, I feel like there are no crazy women. There's no craziness.
No out. No. I mean, there's Nikki drunk all the time, but that's not quite the same.
No. And no mentally incapacitated. Well, I guess Sharon.
Yeah.
She's on recovery, though.
But that's Sharon, you know, and she's getting.
Because sometimes we have the
show
where we've got like three or four crazies
right.
going at once.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But right now we're light on the crazy.
I'm going with Kelly on this one.
Okay, yeah, I can
number
see
one
her.
Crazy.
Yeah, I can see her because I would imagine she's probably coming close to her 6-month contract. Do you want to keep going?
Oh, the actress.
Clause? Yeah, and so maybe it's like, okay, here's your chance. If you want to get written out in a blaze of glory, we can do it, or we can have you go the other way.
Okay,
not be that crazy.
Can you, have a, you can be crazy and come back a little bit, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Depends how, depends what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well.
But Phyllis came back mean. She woke
she
up pissed.
Yeah,
she woke up angry.
She
and
did.
I've done that before. I've woken up in just
yeah.
the world's
been in a bad
crappiest
mood.
Yeah.
yeah.
So I get that. And she's got, you know, a year's worth of it built up.
I guess so.
Except for Jack proposing to her. She's just lashing out at everybody.
Yeah. Well, and but she also, she snuck and stole Jack's phone. She had a sense something was up.
Yeah.
And then she saw some of the text of Jack and Kelly, like, schmoopy, schmoopy,
yeah,
schmoopy.
Schmoopy, but not
you'd
sexting.
Think, you'd think Jack would have been like,
would have been
oh,
dick
crack.
All,
and no,
page.
I didn't mean like that. I meant
oh,
like
okay.
he would have... Let's hope not. I thought he would have immediately deleted all the texts from Kelly.
Yeah.
Once
yeah, oh,
Phyllis
yeah.
woke up, like, oh,
because
he cleaned her out of the house real fast on
yeah.
the down low.
He didn't think about it.
You think he'd just be erasing everything on his phone, any photos, anything?
Well, his computer
or just
too.
Trading
he knows
in
that
his phone.
Phyllis is a computer
yes.
hacker in the past.
So
yeah.
I don't know. He just didn't cover his bases, and so Phyllis saw the text. But instead of confronting him, she's just been, like, messing with them.
Yeah.
Where then she asked Kelly to plan their engagement party or their wedding.
Their wedding.
Their wedding.
Their full-on wedding, yeah.
And she threw, like, a surprise engagement party to announce their engagement. And the whole time Jack is like, whoa. Why doesn't he just say something?
That part I don't understand. I don't know what he's, who
it's
he's
not...
protecting. It's clear it's not going to. Throw Phyllis
yeah.
back into a coma.
It's not like Neil, where he's incapacitated at the moment, and like
yeah.
you feel bad about it.
Right. Yeah,
Phyllis is clearly physically and mentally.
She's fine.
Yeah,
but I don't think Jack recognizes that. I think he still thinks that she's, you know, helpless and is going to totally fall apart if.
When
he
is
does.
Phyllis ever helpless?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is that
yeah.
you know, the only time she's helpless is when she's in a coma. So
yeah, right.
You know. I think he doesn't have any sense of, okay, she's awake now, she's fine.
Yeah.
And she's up to her old tricks, because she was the one who eventually broke up Nick and Sharon.
So tell me about that, because I got locked out of that episode.
Right, okay. So, we all hate CBS streaming. Let's just
yeah.
make that really clear.
Yes.
Because it makes it hard.
So annoying. I'm already watching your crappy commercials, and now you've just essentially locked me out of watching your crappy commercials.
Right, yeah. Right?
If I was an advertiser, I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Not that I like the commercials by
no,
any means.
But it was worth...
But at least then, when I could watch an episode 2 weeks ago, it was like, then I'm still stuck watching your commercials. Now I can't watch the episode, thus I'm not watching your advertisements, which pay for stuff.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Right. Anyway, so we are opposed to CBS streaming. Anyway, so what I saw was Phyllis and Sharon, and Phyllis said, you know, look, you know that I know who Summer's real father is, and that it's not Jack, and that it is Nick.
Yes.
And so, for reasons known only to her, Phyllis decided to confront Sharon in the same hallway staircase where Phyllis had her accident.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
It's a dramatic place.
It's a dramatic place, and because she wanted Sharon to feel as helpless as she had felt. And
was she hoping Sharon would go down the stairs
and be in a coma? And there were definite signs of, I'm just going to push you down the stairs if this if this doesn't do it. But just as she was about to maybe not push her down the stairs, Jack and Nick and Summer all come around the corner, like right in time to hear Sharon or Phyllis, I can't remember who it was, saying, you know, how can I tell Nick that Summer is really his daughter?
Yeah.
And so then the cat was out of the bag.
Yeah.
And immediately Nick is like, okay, we're broken up.
Yeah, because I feel like I missed one episode and all of a sudden they weren't together anymore. And I was like, whoa, that happened fast. Usually they string it out a little bit.
Yeah, no, this was immediate in the moment. And he's just like, no, I'm done. Get out.
Okay.
And now he's fighting or taking her to court for custody of Faith because clearly Sharon is crazy. Otherwise, she would have told him.
I think that might not happen, though, because of the clip show on Thanksgiving where at the end he gets his foot basically caught in a bear trap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he's going to cycle through. I just have a feeling of, like, does he actually love Sharon? Mm-hmm. And he'll probably revert back to, like, yes.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well. I feel like it'll be, like, one of those things where...
Oh, it was
where,
one of the redemptive ones.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not.
Take her back.
Maybe not. I could be totally wrong. Maybe it'll send him the other
really
way.
He was really pissed.
Yeah,
and
he was.
And he went to a bar. He went to the dive bar, the new dive bar, and he met up with the woman who had raised
Grace.
Mariah.
No, Mariah? Did I miss this?
I think.
Oh.
I could be getting these details wrong. And I'm
no,
so
you
sorry.
Mean Cassie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grace. Her skeezy mom.
Yeah, yeah, Grace.
And he's just like, you know, women all suck, and I hate all of them. And she's like, oh, you poor baby, let's make out. So they made
Did
out
they?
For a while.
Okay,
yeah.
I kind of wondered.
Yeah, and shirts were off, and then he pulled back and said, no, no, I can't possibly do this.
She's more trouble than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, and so he stopped in time, and it was funny, because she's just kind of like, wait, what? But your shirt is off.
Now,
that means...
And in one of my soap opera digests, on a side note, I read that she and Sharon, the actresses, are like best buds. They hang out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So...
She's really manipulative. Well, at least she, you know, she used to be. And naturally, nobody matures over 15 years.
No, of course
so, not. And then I feel like there a lot of people were mad at a lot of people were mad at Phyllis too, though, because she didn't come to Nick and say, like, oh my gosh, this is what I know, and let me tell you. Instead, she wanted to, like, humiliate Sharon, so it was more about Phyllis's needs than it was anybody else's.
Or about doing any good.
Yeah. And Summer was upset. Everybody was upset.
Yeah, everybody was upset. Jack is heartbroken because, you know.
And I feel like that's where he figured out.
Father role.
Yeah, he was like, maybe I don't want to be with Phyllis anymore.
If this is how she deals with it, because rather, also, instead of going to Nick and saying, hey, this is going to Jack and saying, hey, you need to know that Summer's not really your daughter.
Yeah.
Instead, she has this big.
And I feel like they play Kelly the other way around, where she's, like, wise and always helps Jack, like, make the right decision. Mm-hmm. And then Phyllis is, impulsive and...
Yeah, out for her own
entertainment,
if nothing else.
I mean, I honestly don't really like Kelly.
I know you don't. A lot of people don't like her.
I know. But it's not the actress. It's just the character is annoying.
The character needs a little bit sharpening up. Because in some instances, she's on it and she's... good and doing her job and, you know, that kind of thing. And then 2 seconds later, she's this wimpy, dreamy-eyed, Jack. Barf.
It is barf. I did like, though, in our last podcast, I think I was like, what the hell? I thought she was a teacher. She's not a teacher anymore.
Oh, they did refer to why she wasn't a teacher.
And I feel like they clarified that. And yeah. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a teacher. She lost her job as a teacher, and then she became the event planner. I was like, it was exactly what you had said. So, yeah. Basically, you were right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember any of it happening.
Yeah, I was watching that going, hey. Text Lindsay that she has to see this.
Yeah, so Nick has been going around, you know, like
getting his deposits back.
Yeah, exactly. he immediately moved out,
mm-hmm.
and it showed him like moving out of the tack house. Where does he live now? Does he even have a home?
He's not living at the. Is he living at the ranch?
No, somewhere? Because it's like he left the tack house. That's where all his stuff was. Even though he was crashing at Sharon's place.
Sharon's house, which is different than the tack house.
But it's all on the same property.
It's all on the same property. Okay,
but it showed him, like, putting his stuff in boxes in the tack house. Like, he doesn't even want to be here. He doesn't want to be near
her.
Oh,
so he'll move into
He doesn't want to, like, see her at the stables.
He's he's going to move either into the athletic club.
Yes.
Or to Neil's building.
Yeah,
Neil
was
is the only one
apartment.
Who has an apartment.
Yeah.
You know.
Michael, is that the same building?
I'm going to say yeah. And where Chloe and Kevin had their apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Is it all the same place?
I think it's all
maybe.
The same.
Yeah. I don't think at the moment we know exactly where he is staying, but mm-hmm. maybe that's also because on Thanksgiving he's like, I'm just getting out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, no, come spend
Thanksgiving.
And he was like, I don't want to be around anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out to
Bear Country.
A cabin. I don't mm-hmm. even know if it was the Abbott family cabin, which
they probably would have said if it was.
Yeah, so it was just a cabin.
Just random cabin.
And so you didn't see that episode?
I didn't.
Well, there wasn't much to see, I'll tell you that.
Okay, good.
It was basically Nick got wasted and was chopping wood. a good combo.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd be an accident from that, but no, there was
really,
not an accident. And this,
so he manages to survive chopping wood.
Yeah. And so he's out there getting drunk, and this dog shows up, and he's having this conversation with a dog. And, yeah, I know, it's kind of weird. And he's like, what, you don't talk? That's okay. You can be my buddy. Oh, you think you know better than me? You know, he's like drunk,
oh,
whatever. So he's talking to the dog.
He thinks he's living in True Blood.
Which, yeah. So then they kind of do this like clip show of him like meeting with all the women of his life and yeah. why it didn't work out
mm-hmm.
and him being upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, love is for no one. And, but then at the end, like the very end, all of the women are in the same clip together. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're all in the same scene together.
Yeah.
It's like Avery and Grace and Sharon and Phyllis and some chick from high school, maybe somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like, no, don't give up, because there were good things too, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. I
yeah.
think even, maybe even Summer and Mariah
Faith.
Were there. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
Faith. I don't know. And, anyway, then he comes to, and he's, I'm not sure, I think maybe then he's just hungover,
mm-hmm.
maybe. Maybe
yeah.
he passed out and had this set of
fever dream.
Yeah. He's like with the dog, and he's like, I'm gonna go help you find your owner. And then he's walking like, I don't know, 2.5 feet from the cabin, and he gets his foot in a bear trap. And so he's incapacitated at the bear trap.
Okay.
But then we saw in the teaser
mm-hmm.
that Adam is gonna
yeah.
find him.
Yeah.
That's
and
good.
So that tells us that he's on the property of nameless old lady.
Oh, that's right.
And so Adam got in that car accident and the car exploded and someone apparently was rescuing him
uh-huh.
and in the course of rescuing Adam, that guy died, but Adam was saved.
Okay.
So
how did that guy die?
From the fire.
Okay.
And
so when they say they found remains,
mm-hmm.
it was the other guy's
it
remains?
It was the other guy's remains,
oh.
and the remains are so badly burned that there weren't even dental records.
And that guy's name was Gabriel.
Gabriel, right.
Okay.
And so Gabriel's family, mm-hmm. once Adam got out of the burn unit and, like, had mm-hmm. reconstructive plastic surgery
yeah.
and all this kind of stuff, took him back to his grandmother's house,
Gabriel's grandmother's
yeah. house. And Gabriel's grandmother thinks it's her grandson.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's another woman there
yeah.
who knows that it's Adam. And I don't know how she
yeah, got into it. Yeah, I guess I can't figure it out.
I never
like,
saw where
is she
came from.
The woman's granddaughter?
No. I think she's the grandmother's, like, caretaker.
Okay.
Because the grandmother's in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And but she doesn't look, like, sickly and old. She just looks old and in a wheelchair.
Old and in a wheelchair, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it might just be that the actress is in a wheelchair, and they just decided to incorporate that in.
Maybe.
If somebody out there in listening land can tell me who that actress is and what I've seen
She looks
her,
really familiar.
She looks really familiar, and it's driving me crazy that I can't figure out who it is. So, yeah. Help me.
We could probably IMDb it, but
yeah,
that takes effort.
Yeah, exactly. I got no time for that. This nurse type person has been in on that Adam is not Gabriel
okay.
and kept saying, you know, you need to stay in bed. You're not healed yet. It's clear that she's totally Florence Nightingale
okay.
in love with him.
It's been like, that was like January, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah, roughly.
So it's been almost a year
mm-hmm.
that he has been in that house
mm-hmm.
with bandages over his face.
Yeah. Burns take forever to heal.
Okay.
I mean, that's actually
okay.
a pretty realistic
okay.
timeline of,
okay.
of how damaged he would be
All right.
to his legs and not be
I
able
could,
to walk.
I could buy
stuff.
That.
Yeah.
But he's basically been away, and he was like, I'm going to take these bandages off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was like, no, don't.
You can't.
And he took the bandages off, and then obviously
and
he's a new actor.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh,
no
hello.
Scars. I mean, that is a good plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing but the best when you're changing identities
That's
in
right.
Genoa City.
Well, and luckily he changed identities with some guy whose grandma is loaded.
Yeah.
You know, clearly she has tons of money.
Yeah.
And he's trying to cover the fact that he doesn't really know anything about this guy or
yeah.
his childhood. And,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But he's also, like, sometimes in pain or, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know,
oh, yeah.
drugged. And he's like, I need to get home to my son.
Right, yeah.
You
and
know.
Has nightmares and wakes up screaming Chelsea.
Yeah.
Things
and
like that.
When they had the camera that was like in
the nanny
Adam's kid's, what's his kid's
Connor.
Name? Connor. In Connor's room. He was streaming it and it was like the girl, the caretaker knew.
Yeah.
She knew it was, she knew that he was
yeah.
like watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Billy and Chelsea like accidentally came across the camera, like
mm-hmm.
knocked it down.
Yeah, they found it somehow.
And, but they still don't really understand. They don't know that it's Adam, obviously.
Right.
He's dead.
Yeah.
But so when that happened, Adam is like, I can't see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go
yeah.
back. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So really it's Billy's fault that Adam is going to come back and ruin his life and take Chelsea back and his son. Because
do you think he will?
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
No question.
Well, I don't know. I'm hoping, I guess, this caretaker, she might be a love interest too, right? No?
She wants to be. She would like that very much.
Oh.
Adam only has eyes for Chelsea, though.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
He's going to go back and...
Some great reunion. But I'm sure he'll just lurk around, like, I'm this
oh,
new
I'm
other
sure.
guy.
Well, and now that he's going to be, you know, the savior of Nick...
Yes, that's true.
That should add an interesting...
Redeemable, okay.
You know, twist to it.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So, because you
lot,
know Chelsea's going to be the only one who eventually recognizes him.
Of
it's
course.
Because of his eyes.
Yeah.
I looked into his eyes and
I see a degenerative
Adam's,
disease.
And I could see Adam's soul.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, what else?
Okay, so...
What's Sharon been doing since they broke up? Because we know Nick was just angry and got
mm-hmm.
wasted.
Yeah. What has Sharon been doing? She's
well,
just been going around saying, it's not my fault. It's not my fault.
How do you feel
and
about
I'm
that?
Crazy. She's doing what Sharon always does. She's never...
Deflects.
She deflects and she never takes responsibility for her actions.
But I guess I was
it's
wondering...
always someone else's fault.
If they're really saying that she has a mental illness, is she really true? I mean, like in reality, if somebody had a mental
yeah,
illness and they were doing
things...
You give
them the benefit of the doubt.
I don't know. I mean, she's...
And if she's not on her meds, then
she's
yeah.
been seeing a psychiatrist, right? Like, it's not
she's,
like...
She's... I think now she's doing the right things. And I when she and Phyllis were in the hallway, she
uh-huh.
did remember
okay.
all of that stuff of that she had been forgetting. and blocking out.
And was she remorseful?
And yes, and she was horribly remorseful.
And let's be honest here.
A step up for sure.
Her psychiatrist, I don't think, was the most qualified. She was the one who hypnotized her out of the memories and then gave her electroshock therapy to remember them, mm-hmm. but it didn't work.
Which is the opposite of how electroshock therapy works. So...
It was the electroshock therapy that made her forget.
To make her forget. And yeah, that's what it does.
Try to make her remember. Right. I feel like the counselor has been giving her very poor advice. Mm-hmm. So she's already vulnerable and she has a mental illness.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the counselor's fault.
Okay. Yeah. I think maybe not the counselor's fault, but has some level of responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I would be willing to go that far.
I feel like Sharon is remorseful, and mm-hmm. I feel like she warned Nick over and over, mm-hmm. I have a secret.
Yeah.
You're going to get mad at me. I don't know what it is. You're going to hate me.
But I know you're
I don't want to get close. And he was like, no, baby, it's good.
I love you.
And then it comes out, and he dumps her, and it's like, come on.
He doesn't even think twice about it. No. He's just done.
So I feel bad for her, personally.
At the moment, I suppose. And especially because she has been making these strides and she's been making an effort to get her stuff together. And now Nick's going to bring up all of her past history of mental illness to take Faith away.
Yeah.
And it's not... Right now, she's being a pretty good mom.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not... That part's not fair. For the one time that she actually doesn't suck as a parent.
I know.
She is going to have her child taken away from her.
I know.
Instead of one she actually deserved to.
And then on Thanksgiving, they also had, I think Victor was having a party. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something. He's having something. Did you see that? Where mm-hmm. he had everybody over for about 10 minutes. I can't even remember what the purpose was. But it was like he had Summer and Noah and...
Was it to... Welcome the new grandbaby?
No. I don't even remember. It was really recent, though, just the other day. But, and Abby and Summer kind of got into it.
As they always do.
And Noah was like, this is too dramatic, and everybody left. Mm-hmm. And so instead Noah went to Underground. He was going to do some inventory. And then Mariah showed up, and then they were like, I don't know, it's Thanksgiving, and we're together, and we're hanging out. Like, let's call Sharon, because she's probably lonely. Yeah. And so then they had, like, you know, they just hung out. They didn't have, like, turkey and gravy at Underground. But they, you know,
had some hot pockets.
It was like, she's not completely isolated from everybody. She has, like, two people.
Yeah.
And then I think also, it also kind of shows, okay, Mariah sort of has a heart.
And is starting to feel, you know, familial feelings toward.
Yeah.
Sharon.
At least,
she's not just saying, you're not my mom.
At least a little bit of niceness.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Which is okay.
And, what else?
Talk about Victoria's baby. Baby with two dads.
I really thought they were going to reveal the father on Friday. I really thought that.
Yeah.
They are stringing this out.
They're stringing it out way long. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, and what I don't understand is... It appeared that they didn't do the DNA testing, like, the second they got to the hospital, that the guys are just hanging out.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit to...
What's Ben's mom's name?
Maureen.
Oh, yeah, Maureen.
We love Maureen. Maureen is crazy.
Okay, there's our crazy lady.
Yeah, she's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So Maureen was freaking out because... Nikki found out or overheard that Stitch didn't really kill his dad.
Yeah.
And so that story's getting out that Maureen really did it and that Ben had taken all of the, you know, credit and the punishment for it. And word got down to Victoria about it. And Victoria happened to run into Maureen in the parking garage.
Yes.
And
no, they were in, she went to look for Stitch in his new chemist office. Yeah, the lab. There you go.
I love that lab set.
I know, actually I do.
It's so sleek and awesome. I want to be a perfumer.
So, because he had left her this message, like, I have something to tell you.
Right.
And
so, he was going to spill the beans.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then when he had left her that message, she was with Nikki, and mm-hmm. Nikki kind of spilled it already. He didn't do it. Yeah. You need to go talk to him.
Well, and I don't understand why he's making it sound like it's a terrible thing that he didn't do it.
I don't know about that necessarily.
Is it that he thinks that Maureen's going to get punished for it?
I think so. Hmm, I guess okay, that's what, probably. Is that possible?
Well, it must be.
If somebody's already been charged and served the time, can then...
That doesn't invalidate...
It doesn't.
The other, yeah, it's not like a coupon.
I mean, for...
He did the time for me, so now I don't have
for
to.
For those of us listening to Serial, that, you know, obviously somebody's doing the time right now.
Right, yeah. But no, if the prosecutors find out that Maureen actually did it, then they will try Maureen for it.
Okay. But I guess
and then she'll be able to use the battered wife.
Not to, like, take this off into a whole other tangent, but, mm-hmm. like, the West Memphis Three, mm-hmm. where they were forced to plead guilty, even mm-hmm. though they said they were innocent, mm-hmm. just to get out.
Yeah.
So then if they pled guilty and they're out, and I fully believe they're innocent, you know, but, like, are we looking for the real killer then?
Yeah.
Nobody
talks about that part.
So I guess that's why I was wondering, like, if they pled guilty, does that just mean, like, it's done and over and...
Mm-hmm.
The crime
has been washed solved. Away. Yeah, I don't know. But okay. I think the feeling on this show is that if it gets out that Ben didn't do it,
then
they can
on
have
the
a
line.
Whole new,
new
trial.
And that's why she's freaking out, like, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody because I don't want to go to jail. Because
she's a big ball of trouble anyway. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So Victoria goes, she's talking to Maureen. She's like, Ben has something to tell me. Maureen knows exactly what it is.
Like, no, he doesn't. And then it's nothing.
Yeah, they struggle in
the parking garage.
And she throws her in a janitor's closet and puts a lock on it.
Yep.
Who does that? Puts a very pregnant woman in a janitor's closet with a lock on it.
Yeah, it was particularly not okay. And especially, you know, I mean, not just pregnant, but she's like ready to burst any second now.
Clearly.
So,
and then Maureen is so upset that right after she locks it, she has a heart attack.
Right. You know, and not just a regular, I have a little angina. This is a full on.
But she's on the phone with Ben mm-hmm. while it's happening. She's like,
heart attack.
And he's like, what's happening?
What is wrong with you?
And so I don't know. She gets rushed to the hospital.
Yeah, she goes to the hospital and goes straight into surgery without saying, you got to get...
Look in the door!
Victoria out of there because...
Yeah.
I locked a very pregnant woman into a janitor's closet.
Yeah.
And clearly the janitor system there is very poor because Victoria was in there for a
days,
while.
Days, right? I don't know. How long was she in there?
Overnight, at least.
Definitely overnight.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then she went into labor.
Of course.
And she had her own clip show
mm-hmm.
of also recreated scenes
yeah.
of her and Billy, mm-hmm. and then her and Stitch. I don't know, her and Stitch, her and Billy. Stitch, yeah. So, like, you know, she's.
What was interesting about those clips was that in every clip, and she was thinking ahead of what it would be like if she was with Billy versus mm-hmm. what if she was with Stitch. And in each one, when she was with Billy, it was a boy. And when she was with Stitch, it was a girl.
Oh,
she
didn't pick up on that.
Because she didn't know the gender of the baby. And so it was kind of like, you know, to me saying, okay.
If it's a boy, it's this.
That depends who's,
And she had a girl.
And she had a girl. Yeah. Mm. So it's kind of like, so it must be Ben's baby.
God, I hope so.
Yeah.
I can't handle any more Billy.
No more Billy babies. No more baby mamas. No. Too much. It's bad enough that Victoria has kids with so many different people, some of whom are not her.
Who, JT, Billy, and now...
Mackenzie.
Wait a minute.
Because Mackenzie was her surrogate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's
so
too much. Too much.
Too much, yeah. Chelsea, because...
Yeah.
Chelsea had Johnny.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Just too much.
Too much. So let's bring Stitch into the family and have him be the dad.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And
then also that he's going to be exonerated from his crime.
Yeah, and that he, you know, lost contact with his own child.
Yes, so he deserves it.
He deserves to have
I think
his
we
own
all know. It's soap opera code right now,
yeah.
right? It's,
yeah, I think so.
It's his time.
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, Billy's a dick. So Adam will come back and push him out. And Victoria's off with Stitch. And Billy is alone. Mm-hmm. And he'll gamble or, I don't know.
Yeah.
He'll crumble a little bit. I hope he crumbles.
Maybe he'll be the Christmas miracle again. That's too soon.
That's too soon for all that. Who to will be our Christmas miracle? Who do you
That's
think?
That's a good question.
Nobody right now
Chelsea.
Is.
Chelsea.
Really? No.
Or.
She's got a miracle coming.
Yeah.
We gotta think somebody who's gonna be truly down and out, truly upset.
Kelly.
Oh. It could even be Jack.
Kelly or Jack, yeah. Has Jack had one?
It's been
a while.
It's like his 37th year on the show. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's had one.
Yeah, but not in my lifetime.
Not that I can
show.
Remember. I can think of like Michael and Billy and Victor. Mm-hmm. Is it always a man?
No, because Nikki had one when she was drunk.
Oh, that's true. She might need one again this year.
Yeah. Nikki, can we talk just for a few seconds about Nikki drinking?
Of course.
I think it's really, really been kind of realistic, the way that they have her drinking.
Yes.
Nobody notices. They just write it off to her having MS.
Mm-hmm.
And in my experience, people with MS do drink a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's just, you know, the people that I know who have MS are also kind of alcoholics. But just the fact that she's able to just get away with it, and she's like this high functioning alcoholic right now.
Yeah, for sure.
Where it's really not that big of an
issue. Because she hasn't been like that in the past. Like, in the past, it was like, remember when she started drinking and then she left Victor for Deacon and they were in this sleazy motel?
Yeah, she was making all kinds of bad decisions.
Yeah, and right now it's kind of like it's just under the radar.
Yeah, and she's just kind of going with it and it's all fine. And she can usually hold a conversation and she can usually, you know, hide it. But, you know, there was a scene the other day where I was sure she was going to swig right out of the bottle.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, oh, no.
I feel like there's been several of those where she's really close to just going for it in a public place or I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, I think the actress is clearly having a great time with it.
Yeah, this is her element.
That's her fun thing to do. Yeah. So it's okay.
I don't know. She might be our Christmas miracle, though. I could see that. I would say Michael, but Michael had one not too long ago.
Yeah, Michael's too recent. I'll bet you it's Jack. Jack or Kelly. Or Neil.
No, I don't think so, because Neil had one not that long ago either.
Yeah, but Neil can get his sight back.
On Christmas? Like, as a Christmas miracle?
There you go.
That would be a miracle.
And then the first thing he'd see would be Devon and Hillary.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Adam.
Maybe Adam. I don't think so, though. Adam's not down and out. He's just out.
Yeah, he's just out. You're right.
You know, he's sitting pretty right now.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're waiting for Victoria to find out whose baby it is. And that apparently is going to get revealed.
Yeah, because the last thing they showed, I was like, oh, it's here. They were all in the house together, and she got a phone call. Everybody got a phone call.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and the results will be in tomorrow morning. I'm like, oh, that's like four more episodes away.
Yeah, exactly. Not good enough.
So, but yeah, I guess I'm predicting Stitch.
Yeah, me too.
I would put my money on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what else? Avery?
Avery, yeah.
Just a little Avery
Just
drama.
A little bit of Avery.
So Avery's ex is back in town.
Yes.
Joe.
Yes, and he is a big real estate mogul and a dick.
He's handsome.
I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
No, his problem is his face doesn't move, and that freaks me out. This show has more men
that's
whose
funny
face
you say
don't
that,
move.
Because I was going to say his hair doesn't move, and that's what makes him so well groomed.
He is well groomed. I'll grant you that. He probably smells nice, but the fact that he's got so much plastic.
I'll have to look
to
closer,
his face.
Because I have to admit, the last month, I've really not been watching closely. It's always going on in the background while I'm cooking or working.
Yeah. No, get a good look at him, because I don't think his eyebrows can move, even if he wanted to. And he's another actor who's reminding me of somebody, and I'm not quite sure who it is, but...
Don Draper?
No.
No.
He wishes.
He's pretty sleazy, and money hungry, or maybe clearly. Not money hungry, but like corporate greedy.
Corporate greedy. Yeah.
Which is, you know, it's great because then you can juxtapose that with Dylan, who's
small time business.
That's right. Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur.
Guess what? I guess I'm on the corporate side right now because Dylan, that coffee house, it's like, how long has that been a business? And it is continually a failure, no matter who owns it.
Right, yeah.
Things are always going wrong.
Well, the problem is that it's right next door to Starbucks.
So it was a fail.
Yeah, there's just no hope for them.
Yeah, so basically, is it that Joe wants to, like, gentrify that block?
Yeah, he wants to gentrify the block and demolish the building.
Okay. You know, I get it. Crimson Lights has been around. Mm-hmm. I totally get it, but, I feel like it was started by Nick and Sharon, who were also corporate people to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is a mom and pop store from the beginning.
Yeah, if they couldn't make it work, nobody could.
Yeah, and I feel like if Dylan was a smart businessman, he would be like, you know what? I'm going to take the check you're going to hand me,
right,
and I'm going to cross the street, and I'll start a different coffee house in a new location.
Yeah.
It's just my philosophy.
No, I think that that's wise.
And you know what? I just don't like Dylan. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I can take him or leave him.
He
grates
on my nerves.
Yeah, some days he's fine. Some days
I wish
I don't
he'd
care.
Get framed for something right now.
He just got done being framed for...
It didn't go far enough. He wasn't, like, in prison.
He was in prison.
Not really. I mean, he was, like, there for, like, a night where it was, like, boo-boo. Yeah. And then he was kind of in on the scene.
He was in jail. He didn't go to prison. He didn't have a jumpsuit. It's not official till you have the jumpsuit.
He needs more things to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bad things.
Anyway, do you think Avery still got it for Joe?
Yeah. I think so. I kind of want her to get back together with Nick.
I am down for that, yeah.
I like her and Nick.
I feel like her and Dylan is old and tired, and it's not happening.
Well, it's like getting back together with your high school boyfriend.
Yeah,
you know, it's nice for a while, but then it's just sad.
Yeah, it is just sad.
You know, and he's holding her back.
He is holding her back, and that's why she should be with Joe. Because Joe is all motivated.
No, because Joe is not going to give her what she needs.
What does she need?
She needs someone to appreciate her at home.
Her fine cooking.
Yeah. Someone who says...
So like Nick.
Yeah. Okay. So like Nick. Nick likes to eat.
yeah,
I'm
he
just saying, if
he does.
If he didn't work out, he'd be bad. But no, I think if she gets back together with Joe, I'm going to be very disappointed.
I think it is
going to happen because they're so polar opposite of you got
and
Dylan,
like he kissed
just,
her and she was into it for like, you know,
yeah,
a few seconds
until she remembered, oh wait,
yeah,
I'm not supposed to like this, I have a boyfriend. Yeah.
And I mean even though he kissed her, it's like it seems like an uncontrolled thing, but I think everything he does is very controlled.
It wasn't uncontrolled at all. He's very deliberate.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I
he's
think
playing her.
Mac is like the other way around where he can't control anything. So I'm team Joe.
Yeah.
But I would go team Nick too.
Yeah, team Nick.
Really anybody but team Dylan.
Yeah. Sorry, Dylan.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
We were watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia yesterday, and Avery was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She played a slutty nurse.
Nice. I might have to look that up.
Okay, let's talk about Michael's prostate.
Oh, God. Wee!
I think this is how we're going to wrap it up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, really. So Michael has been having trouble in the boudoir.
Yeah.
So he got some Viagra... Cialis.
Yes. Yeah. I liked that in the beginning, though, where we didn't know what was wrong, and he was, like, hassling doctors privately, like, come on, I don't want to say it out loud, just give me the pills.
You're right, right. You have erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, then they finally, the doctor said it the other day, used the words erectile dysfunction, and I was like, but yeah, so Michael has prostate cancer.
Right.
And it is past stage one.
Right. Which is bad.
It is bad. But so he won't tell Lauren.
He won't tell Lauren. Kevin figured it out because Kevin is Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin initially...
He hacked into the prostate database.
Because <know, laughs> that's what you do. I think it's interesting that Kevin is more knowledgeable about prostate cancer than Michael.
Well, Michael seems... It's almost like he's kind of the old resistant dude. Mm-hmm. And Kevin is
if I don't talk about it, it's not happening. And Kevin's like, no.
Yeah.
I want to know everything there is to know about this.
Totally.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, will Michael...
I don't understand. Why does he just have surgery?
Yeah, I'm not really clear. But, like, when he was like, I've been reading about chili powder and tomatoes, and the doctor was like...
Dude, you are so far beyond the chili powder and tomatoes.
He's like, you have stage 2 cancer.
Yeah.
Michael's like, what? I can't just eat a lot of tomatoes? And the guy's like, no.
Well, you could. It's not going to do anything for your cancer.
I guess there's not a whole lot to say other than he just has cancer and this is going somewhere.
Yeah, well, I think he had an appointment where the doctor was saying... chemo or radiation.
Okay.
And so at some point he's going to have treatment that you can't hide from your spouse.
Absolutely.
There's no way.
Yeah.
So I did like the fact, though, that there was, Kevin found out about his doctor's appointment, said, I'm going with you.
Yeah.
And
he said, I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, and write everything down. Yeah. And you're supposed to have a cancer buddy going to appointments. Yeah. And that is absolutely the truth.
So.
That you need someone there who's going to. Write stuff down because you don't remember.
Yeah.
And to ask the questions you don't think of because you're in shock because you have cancer. That sucks. So, yeah.
I guess I feel like Michael's in full denial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bad denial.
Yeah. He's treating it like it's syphilis. You know, you take a little penicillin and it's good to go. We're fine. No one needs to know. About this.
So that's why I was going to say he might end up being the Christmas miracle. But
it's too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't suffered enough yet.
He definitely has not. Yeah. Okay, well, should we talk about Devon and Hillary? I think that's the last.
Yeah, I think that's the last thing. So
Neil's still blind,
and Devon and Hillary had a weekend away in New York.
Oh, that's right.
And whilst they were in the bed, Neil showed up to surprise Hillary.
Boy,
wasn't she surprised.
They were all surprised.
And
Kane was there, too.
Kane was there, too. Oh, he was helping Neil.
Yeah.
He was Neil's blind buddy.
Leading
his
him.
Dog.
Yeah. But then he saw Devon in the room, you know, with, like, basically no clothes on. And was, like, motioning, like, get out of here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's awkward. It was so awkward.
I feel sorry for Kane. But at the same point, I don't, because I kind of don't like
Kane.
I feel
sorry for Kane.
Kane is being an uptight, moralistic jerk about the whole thing.
Yeah.
He can't think that Neil is right for Hillary. That's ridiculous.
But at the same time, he hasn't, like, spilled the beans.
No, but he keeps moralizing to Devon and
Wouldn't you?
No, you do what you want.
I guess, but if I had a friend, I would just be like, this is trouble. Like, you need to just decide. Pick one. Mm-hmm. You can't have father and son. Pick one.
Oh, to Hillary?
Yeah.
Oh, I would
maybe
do that
not
to Hillary.
Not to Devon.
Devon
can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. No, Hillary needs to decide.
Choose.
Yeah. And so they had their one weekend together, and they managed to get away with it. And she managed to not then have sex with Neil right after.
Yeah,
right?
I was wondering about all this.
Because I think she's going to get pregnant.
I know.
And they've been kind of teasing
totally.
It.
Yeah, because Lily
And they always
like,
have reasons of why. Oh, no.
Yeah, because she was, like, ill about something else. Who's, I don't know, horrified by something. And Lily was like, oh, you're pregnant. And Lily was like, no, thank you. But
I have a uterus, bitch. Oh, wait, that's you.
I just think, I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all want her, don't we all want them to be Devon and Hillary to be together?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Even though Hillary is a horrible person. I'm sorry. She started out bad.
Yeah, no, Hillary is not worth having, but if anyone's gonna, it should be Dylan.
So. And then Neil will be alone to pursue a
beautiful relationship with Jack.
Yeah.
Because I am firmly on board with Jack and Neil.
Yeah. I'll call him
Neil.
Neck.
Neck. Team Neck. So, I think that's it.
I think that is it.
Okay. So probably for our next podcast, we'll do our...
Yeah, like special holiday edition, yeah. Like best of
best
for the
of,
year.
We'll do a best of, since we skipped our best of last year. Sorry.
We did. But we're back on track.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, what are my best ofs for the year? I don't know yet. So don't forget, you can go to our Facebook page. Just look us up, The Young and the Restless Recap. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. See you next time.